Around the world, sea turtles have had a tough time. Climate change is heating up the beaches where they nest and the waters where they live. Plastic is strangling them. Straw is impaling them out in the ocean. But there's potentially good news about sea turtles in South Florida near Biscayne Bay, which has had some major pollution. Jenny Stiletovich from member station WLRN recently spotted dozens of turtles in the bay and met a fisherman who says he's seen even more.
On a flat, calm day this summer, Dirk Jacobs was piloting his 22-foot fishing boat south near Miami, just outside Biscayne Bay. Jacobs has been fishing around South Florida and in Biscayne Bay since 1967.
I've seen the ups and downs. I've seen the reefs look horrible and I've seen them look good.
That day, he says he saw something few people have ever seen. Hundreds of sea turtles, like a herd of buffalo, thundering along the outer reef.
And I looked down because it was crystal clear. And there was just turtle after turtle after turtle after turtle. And it went on for however far it is from Sands Cut down to about Pacific Light. You were looking down in the water and it was one turtle after another.
If he truly saw hundreds of turtles, that would be something spectacular.
Chris Sasso is a fisheries biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Seeing hundreds of turtles would be spectacular because marine biologists know hardly anything about what turtles do at sea. Scientists think Jacobs probably saw green sea turtles. Along with loggerheads and other turtles that live around South Florida, they nest on beaches. But once they hatch, they're out of here. Females come back to beaches where they were born to lay eggs, but males never return. That means almost everything we know about turtles and how we can protect them is based on this very brief time they spend on beaches. Once they head out to sea, it's a mystery.
It's a bit like bobbing for apples, blindfolded in a way, because you may not know exactly where to look.
Kate Mansfield is director of the University of Central Florida's Marine Turtle Research Group. The marine biologist says it's her mission to uncover this time at sea, what scientists call the turtle lost years.
It takes about 25 to 35 years for a sea turtle to reach maturity. So they have to survive those 2 to 3 decades out in the open ocean.
Researchers used to think after hatching, the baby turtles floated aimlessly out at sea in mats of seaweed called sargassum. The sargassum is loaded with crabs and other kinds of turtle food.
There's this big circular series of currents in the Atlantic called the North Atlantic Subtropical Gyre and the Gulf Stream. So everyone just assumed that they would just ride this current around from the Gulf Stream to the North Atlantic Current, which would take them over to the Azores.
But now researchers have these tiny satellite trackers they can attach to the backs of baby turtles. And those trackers are telling a different story. Many of the baby turtles are actually swimming against currents and heading into the Sargasso Sea. That's the area at the center of all these Atlantic currents, filled with all that turtle food.
So what's really cool is that the Sargasso Sea is emerging as a very important nursery habitat for a lot of sea turtles that emerge off of our beaches up and down the Florida coast.
So why does all this matter to the turtles that the fishermen saw in July near Biscayne Bay?
I literally just got back from the Tortugas. Like, I'm still putting, like, some stuff, you know, cream on my face.
Kristen Hart is really good at tracking animals. She's a population ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Some go really far and come back, but some actually don't. Biscayne is uniquely situated along the migratory corridor for a lot of animals. So that's one of my questions generally. Like, am I going to have a lot of resident animals, or are they just going to be cooking through?
Hart thinks waters around Biscayne Bay may be home to more turtles than scientists had thought, and watching them could provide really important clues about those lost years and how turtles mate.
What we thought we knew, because a lot of the tagging has been on nesting females, you track them back to where they go, and then you're like, okay, it lives there. But if you're a male or if you're becoming a mature individual, when are you making your, what I call, risky movements, or where are you going to mate?
And if turtles are staying near Biscayne Bay, bustling with boat traffic and, in normal times, cruise ships and freighters, what threats do they face? That's where Sasso, the NOAA marine biologist, comes in. He's studying how ocean traffic affects turtles. It may be that turtles, like manatees, need special low-speed zones where they hang out.
One of the larger concerns for sea turtles, much like manatees, are boat strikes, because they do spend time, you know, loafing at the surface, and sometimes they're kind of...
We already know how to protect turtles when they nest on beaches. Their nests get marked so they don't get trampled. Also, streetlights and floodlights from nearby buildings have been changed so turtles don't get confused trying to make it out to sea. And nesting numbers, especially for green sea turtles, are way up. What fisherman Dirk Jacobs saw on his boat that day?
Just turtle after turtle after turtle after turtle.
Could be a sign that they're doing better at sea, too.
God, if 2020 could be good for something, it'd be nice if it were good for turtles.
For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Stiletovich.